Today's daf is Trumas daf Kuf Zayin, the last daf here in Maseches Trumas. Unbelievable. Those we have been learning together, an amazing accomplishment as we get into the last daf of Maseches Trumas. Yerushalmi and Trumas, a lot we have said, over 100 days. And now we are up to the Gemara Kuf Vav Mabez. We're going to talk about the four opinions. The four opinions that we had in the Mishnah about the issues of wedding, if is a Yisrael allowed to light Truma Temeya in public places. We said if a Kohen is getting benefit from it, then great. And then Yisrael could tag along and get benefit from it. But if a Kohen is not getting benefit, so then it is a more of a of an issue. And the issue is, let's say if a Yisrael is going to take the candle that was lit for a Kohen and move it somewhere else, that could be more of a problem. So when are we worried that they're going to move a candle? So the Mishnah quoted four opinions. Four opinions. When are we worried that they're going to move a candle? The Mishnah back on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah quoted all four permutations. Rabbi Yehuda said, well, you collide it at a wedding, but not at a Shiva house. Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. Rabbi Meir asers both, and Rabbi Shimon matters both. Right, so what are the svaras for that? So let's go to that now on Kuf Vav Amabes. Malikin Bebes HaMishteh, Avala Bebes HaAvala Dib Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the first opinion. The Gemara quotes all four again. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're at a wedding, you're fine, but not at a Shiva house. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bebes HaAvala, Avala Bebes HaMishteh. Rabbi Meir Oser Kan V'Kan, Rabbi Shimon Matir Kan V'Kan. So those are the four. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that there's no worry, you're allowed to use Truma Temeya fuel at a wedding, but not at a Shiva house. Why? Because all the clothing at a wedding is very fancy and very clean. Nobody wants to get their clothing dirty. So therefore, they're not going to touch the candle, because whenever you touch a candle, it drips, and it's going to get your clothing dirty. Right? We know at a wedding, people might be extra special careful not to spill, and even if they like ketchup, they wouldn't have any at the smorgasbord. They got to be very careful, because accidents happen. So they're not going to move any candles. So therefore, once it was lit at a wedding for the Yisraelim and the Kohanim, it's going to stay there. Remember we learned? If it's not moved, then even if the Kohanim leave, it's okay. The Yisrael could get benefit from it. That was just Masha Nishar. Therefore, it's okay. But the only worry would be if it's moved, so then it's considered a new area, and that would be a problem. But in a Shiva house, Al Yedei Dimaneon Sa'in Misaskin Bey, because their clothing is dirty, or at least, I don't say dafka dirty, but just not fancy, and therefore they're not as worried, they're not as focused on their physical makeup and how they look, right? That's why the minhag is not even to wear, one of the minhagim to cover the mirrors, is that we don't focus on our physical appearance, because this is a time that there was a goof that was taken away from us, right? So therefore we don't focus on that. So that's why there's more of a worry, that the candles will be moved. And that is why he asers at a Beis Ha'avel. The Manei Ansoin misaskin, but that's why they are 06. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. My time, give me a Rambam Malachim. Rambam Shoftim. My time at Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the other way. Beis Ha'avel, Ayyadei De'inon Kinion, Lo Misaskin Bei. Beis Ha'avel, because they are Kinion. What is Kinion? Lower down. The Marafolda says Nichnoim, mean they're humbled. They're humble. They realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. This is the type of situation that it is. So that's why we're not worried that they're going to forget and do anything wrong. Beis HaMishteh, they de'inon pachizin misaskin bei. But the Beis HaMishteh, where everybody is having a lot of levity and jumping around and being happy, so that is why we're nervous that without thinking they might come and move the candle. A wedding and a Shiva house are two opposites, right? Shlomo HaMelech tells us. Right, two opposites. But there's a lot to talk about each one. Let's talk a little bit first about the Beis HaAvel. Beis HaAvel says, Inun Kini'in. They are lowered and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Interesting, some of the Mefarshim, I saw it in Rav Schwab and Rav Soloveitchik's writings, they both say on the Haggadah. On the Haggadah, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shas HaTorah LaAmo Yisrael. Why do we dafka use the Lashon of HaMakom in the Haggadah there, right as we get into the Dalet Banim? We get into the Baruch HaMakom, that's our introduction. So they both say that when do we use the word Hamakom, the shame of Hashem of Hamakom? There are many names of shame Hashem. Right, so why do we use Hamakom? We use it by a shiva house, Ashkenazim, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, and we also use it in Achenu. Achenu Kobeis Israel, Hamakom Yerachem Aleim. Hamakom Yerachem. So Hamakom is the name they explain used when somebody feels distant from Hashem. When somebody feels this Hester Panim by a shiva house, when somebody is Betzaris. So that's when they feel distant, and that's when we dafka say Hamakom, Hashem fills the whole world. Hashem is the Makomu Shel Olam. So even if one feels distant, Hashem is close to you. Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. Hamakom. So as we about to get ready to speak about the Dalet Banim, which represent all different Jews, no matter how close or how far they are, we say Hamakom. Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. Recognize that Hamakom, Hashem is close to each and every person, each and every Jew, and therefore have Chizuk. Get chizuk from that. Avelus, we know, is a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah that any of us ever want to do, but it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah means we react in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Chazal tell us. Major machlokas rishonim, as we know, what level mitzvah is avelus, is the base ha'avel. So, the Rambam and the Rif, the Rambam and the Rif both hold, first day is daraisa. First day is daraisa, if it is the same day as death and burial. Death and burial, mitzvah daraisa. Bali Tosfos, and many Rishonim say, all of Avelus is Darabanan. Mi daraisa, there's no Avelus, there's Aninus daraisa. Aninus, from Aaron HaKohen, but no Avelus. Avelus is Darabanan according to Bali Tosfos. But the Rambam says, mitzvah asay, l'sabal ala krovim, there's a mitzvah daraisa to be l'sabal ala krovim. Interesting, the Rambam quotes different sources in different places. Here, the beginning of Hilchos Avos, the Rambam quotes, what's the source for Avelus? Where does the Avelus in the Torah? So the Rambam quotes from Parsha Shmini, from Aaron HaKohen. Shneamar v'achalti chatos hayom ayita v'eni Hashem. Right, if I ate the chatos today, his sons just died, would Hashem be happy about that? So that's the source of Avelus, the Rambam quotes here. V'en Avelus b'na Torah ela b'yom rishon bilvad shu yom amiso v'yom akvura. Avo shara shiva einan din Torah. Well, the rest of shiva is daraisa. The rest of shiva is darabanan, says the Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam quotes a different source. He quotes Tumas Kohanim. Tumas Kohanim. If a Kohen could become Tameh, that shows you how Chamur Mitzvahs Avel is. Because Tumas Kohanim, the fact that a relative of a Kohen could become Tameh for his seven relatives, that shows how important how much Halacha takes into account those relations. And therefore, that's the Rambam's source for Avela. So it's two different sources. The Mepharshim talk about why you need two sources. The Rambam does, interestingly, ask a question on himself. And that is, Afalpi, here in Hilchas Avel, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, Afalpi, I just said that all of Avelos is Darabanan after the first day, but what do you mean? I'll ask a kasha for myself on a pasuk, Parshas Vayechi. The pasuk is the brothers sat Shiva. That's in the Torah, that's Daraisa. So the brothers sat Shiva for their father, 7 days. Ava Bishnemer Batar V'yasol Avev Evel Shivas Yamim, Nitna Torah V'nischacha Halacha. Oh, topic we've spoken about many times. The Torah was given, Halacha was renewed. Don't bring me rayas from before Matan Torah. What happened before Matan Torah is different. The Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis and Chul and Daf Kuf. Remember, the Rambam is machalik between the history of a mitzvah and the reason that a mitzvah is obligatory upon us. The history of a mitzvah, okay, you can talk about before Maamar Sinai. Avraham Avinu with Bris Milah and Yaakov and Gidon Asher. And here the brothers. Why do we do mitzvahs? What's the basis for our mitzvahs? Har Halachim Misorah? Har Sinai. Har Sinai, not beforehand. So therefore, we're not bound by what happened before Har Sinai. Things could have been different then, what they volunteered to do. But we are not bound by it. But that's the mitzvah of Avelus. There was a very interesting discussion. Like here, it talks about Inun Kiniun. There's in the sugya in Sukkah of Oseg B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, in that sugya, the Gemara discusses that part of Oseg B'mitzvah is based on Tirda, based on the fact that I can't focus on the other mitzvah. I'm only focusing on one. So the Gemara says, so every time you're tarred in something, you should be putter, right? If all your investments are doing badly, right? You should be tarred, you should be putter from mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says. He says, V'chi teima kolecha de tarred acharami de putter, elameata, tavas finaso bayam, de tarred, your boats are going down in the sea. Right, you're hakanami the potter. You're potter. You'll be potter for mitzvahs. V'chitei ma'achanami. And if you say you're potter, you're not potter. How do you know that? Because Rav says avel chayiv b'chol ha'mitzvahs amurs b'torah chutz minat tefillin. Sherei harinemer ben pe'er. And avel chayiv in all mitzvahs. Tefillin the first day is different. But an avil is tarid, so therefore there's a big difference. So the Gemara goes into about a chassan saying kriyashma on the first night, he gets married, right? He's tarid, but you hear an avil is tarid also, and he has to do mitzvahs. So the Gemara answers, no. By a wedding, by the chassan, the first night, that's a tirda de mitzvah, the Gemara calls it. Avelus is called tirda de rishus. Tirda de rishus. That's avelus. So what does that mean? Avelus, somebody loses a relative. Tirda de rishus, Rashi. Rashi there. Sukkah chaf hayamar aleph. Tirda de rishus. Shiafo pishu chayev linhog avelus. Even though a person is chayiv to be noag avelus shel ni'ila, rechitza, v'sicha, laharas kvodo meso, eino chayiv lehitzta'er. Even though he's chayiv to do all the things of avelus, he's not chayiv to be in pain, lehitzta'er. Ezra Soloveitchik, what does that mean? What do you mean? Ezra Soloveitchik writes very expansively, there's a kiyum of avelus. Avelus isn't just about a bunch of actions that we do. We go through the motions. We sit on a low chair, and we rip our clothing, and we have certain ihugim. There's a kiyum of avelus. That's why Rav Soloveitchik explained, if you remember, why avelus is broken by yontif. And why? Because they can't coexist. Yontif is a kiyum shebelev of simchas yontif, and avelus is a kiyum shebelev of avelus. So Rav Soloveitchik was very bothered by this Rashi. What does it mean? Eino chayav lehitztayer. Maybe it means to go overboard in the tsar. Says Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishima Shirim there in Sukkah. L'fam riata divrei Rashi kan temuim. Shari ikir chovas avelus hu sheha'avel yitztaer belibo al avadon meso. The ikir is to reflect and to focus and to think about the loss. That's a kiyam shebelev. That's a kiyam shebelev. So he says you have to somehow be mechalik between what you're supposed to do and the Rashi chayav lehitztaer. V'nir ali sheba'avel chal chiyav shol tzita kadin. Part of being matzdik the din is to continue in life, says Rav Soloveitchik. Tzidik din means I accept and I continue. Bichlal chiyav zem mutelas alav ha'achray is dafka lehisasik b'mitzvus. Ulekaiman ki b'kach marash u'makabal alav gzar din b'cholibo. V'lochein. Even though he's chayav to be mitzta'er, that doesn't mean that he stops doing mitzvos. Misha kishemagi asman shal mitzvos chayav lahavligu lehisgaber al tsar libo velasos hamitzvos baro. Unbelievable. So that's the Rav Soloveitchik's explanation of Rashi. Again, there's a lot. There's an important lashon of the rush there. The rush, the context of the Gemara is sukkah. So what's the difference? He's going to eat, so he'll eat in the house, he'll eat in the sukkah. What do they mean? He's avel, he can't go into the sukkah? So the Rush says something psychological. It says, avelim, or somebody is upset about something, they just want to be alone. They don't want to be alone. And we dafka take him out of there. But no, you can't be alone. That's not what we want you to be right now. De avel chafetz lios misboded, the yoshev b'makam tsar va'afela. Let me sit in the dark. I want to be. Kede lios tarud b'tsaro. And the answer is, no, we don't let him do that. You go into a sukkah. Because that application, that extension of the tsar is not what is part of the mitzvah. That's tirda de mitzvah. Okay, there's a lot more, but that's a little bit in terms of avelus. So the Gemara says, by a base avel, a person is kinia. A person is humbled, is subdued, and therefore there's no worry that you're going to take the... That you're gonna move the candle, but when it comes to a wedding, right, pachizin, right, there's a lot going on, and therefore we're nervous. The Rambam, the word pachizin, reminded me of the Rambam of the Gnei Hilchos Lulav, where the Rambam talks about not the exact word, but that's the same idea. The Rambam in Hilchos, the last halacha, that's where the Rambam talks about simcha. Remember the Rambam talks about simcha, the simcha is based on Shoeva, the last halacha in Hilchos Sukkah. The Rambam says, HaSimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, u'ba'avas ha-kel shetziva bahem. The simcha that a person is besimcha when he does a mitzvah and the love of Hashem that commanded the mitzvah. Rav Asher Weiss likes to talk about those two phrases. The simcha of a mitzvah and the simcha during the asiyas ha-mitzvah and the recognition of the love of Hashem for giving me the mitzvah. Avoda gedolahi. It's a major avoda. V'chala moneh atzmo mi simcha zu. If somebody does not do this, prevents themselves from this mitzvah, from the simcha, roi lehipara mimenu. Shenemar tachas asher lo avata, Hashem lekecha besimcha v'tuv leivav. V'chol amegas daita v'chol ekovah la'atzmo. If somebody thinks, well, it's not appropriate for me to be so out of control, besimcha. U'mischabed be'ena b'mekomos elu, chotei v'shote. V'yazeh hizir shlomo, v'chol amash b'latzmo, u'mekel gufo b'mekomos elu. If somebody lowers themselves and says, I'm gonna be very happy in these bar mitzvahs. Hamechubad ha'oben me'ava. So he says, he's oben me'ava. And this is what David HaMelech says. If you remember when his wife, Michal Bashol, gets upset at him, my father would never do this. David says, yeah, that's why I'm the king. Right? This is why I do this. And he says, Ha'melech David mefazes u'mecharker lifnei Hashem. David HaMelech is dancing with all his might in front of the Aron when he brought it back to Yerushalayim. So mefazes u'mecharker. So here, not the exact same word, but pechizun u'mesaske, that's at a wedding. This is what one does. This is the simcha that one has, that David HaMelech has, and that we have to have at a time of mitzvahs. So that is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that at a wedding, I'm sorry, that's the opposite, that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said at a wedding there's no problem because you're worried about your clothes. And by a shiva house you are not. And Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. By a base avel, you're Kenyan, and therefore we're not worried you're going to do anything wrong. By a base hamishta, we're worried. My time with Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir asers both because he holds of both chashashos of the nervousness of the moving. Base ha'avel, ayidei demaneon so in misaskin bay. Base hamishta, ayidei diyun pechiz in misaskin bay. So he has both worries. My time to Rabbi Shimon, he has neither worry. Beis Ha'avel adeit inun kini and lomis askin bay. Beis Hamisha adeit demaner nakiyim lomis askin bay. So again, that's the different chashos. We spoke a little bit about avelos. We could talk a little bit about the other event that we're talking about, and that is the Beis Hamishta, the wedding. The wedding here, obviously we're talking about Kiddushin and Nisuin. Kiddushin and Nisuin, nowadays we do it together. Bizman HaGemara, often they did it separately. They did it separately, they did it 12 months in between, but already early on they stopped that minhag and just led to problems. They have an Ashes Ish that's not living with her husband for a year, so that is not something that was looked upon Lamaisa as something that they wanted to keep that minhag. There is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, again there's many, about the whether marriage is a mitzvah and other related issues, but the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Whenever you have two parts of a process in halacha, it's always a good question to ask, how do those two parts fit in? For example, Geirus, Mila and Tevila. And Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, well, is there an ikker part of the process and a tefillah part of the process? Like, is Mila the ikker while tefillah is just like a gemar? Is tefillah the ikker and Mila is just a prerequisite? Does the order matter? Machlokas Rishonim. Does some of it have to, what has to be in front of a bezdin? What has to be by daytime? All different, that's one example. But another one is marriage. Kiddushin and Nisuin. What is the relationship between the two? So obviously whenever you have two parts of a process, you have one of three choices. Either the first is the ikker and the second is the gemar, or the second is the ikker and the first is the lead up to it, or you have two parts of the process. And you have all the formulations of the Rishonim. All the formulations, all three shittas. The Rishonim and Ksubas Dav Zayin, the Ramban talks about, and the other Rishonim. Why don't we have a regular Birchas HaMitzvah by marriage? No, you don't say that. Why don't you say that? So the Ramban, the Ritva, they all talk about whether Kiddushin is a mitzvah or not. The Ritva, the other Rishonim, assume that it is a mitzvah, but it doesn't get a birchas a mitzvah. That's the Ramban and the Ritva. So the Ramban's lashon is va'od. Because you don't do it together, v'chatzi ha-mitzvah na'asis b'kiddushin. That's the Ramban's lashon. Chatzi. Kiddushin is chatzi. So half and half. If you're medayik in the Ramban's lashon, chatzi ha-mitzvah na'asis b'kiddushin. That's the Ramban. Right? And he also says, ein asiyasa gemara mitzvasa. The Ritva has the other lashon. The Ritva has another lashon. The Ritva here in Ksubas Daf Zayin here says, kiddushin nigmeres im hachuppah. I mean, Kiddushin is the Iker. That's the language of the Ritva. The Kiddushin is nigmar with the chuppah, and the for Kiddushin, that's the kinyan, that's where she becomes an Eishes Ish, that's the Iker stage. And Rov Rishonim say that the Aris Ta'arusaso is only an Issa Darabanan, not an Issa Daraisa, so that's the Kiddushin is the Iker. And Nisuin is just more of a quantitative jump. The other, the opposite, is Pashas the Rambam. Right, the Rambam. Nisuin is the Iker. Nisuin is the Iker. That makes Beisa Zuishtu. The foundation of Nisuin is going to be Kiddushin. That's the first stage. But that's more the foundation. The Rambam, even though the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Kiddushin, whenever he talks about Kiddushin, he feels the need to throw in Nisuin. The Rambam says, what's the mitzvah? Lisa Isha, b'ksuba v'kiddushin. The mitzvah is Lisa b'kiddushin. Right, Lisa, meaning Nisuin. Lisa b'kiddushin. Right, in the Asei Reishit Gimel, Livo b'kiddushin. Right, that's the his son, Rav Avraham Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, says Kiddushin is Tchilas Mitzvahs Nisuin. Tchilas Mitzvahs Nisuin. That's the language of Rav Avraham Rambam, quoted in the Kesef Mishnah in Aleph Gimel in Isha. So again, there's a important discussion of the relationship between the two stages of Kiddushin and Nisuin, and there's a lot more there besides the issue of whether Kiddushin and Nisuin is a mitzvah at all. Right, the simple reading of the Rush, though there are other Achronim that argue, the simple reading of the Rush is that it is not a mitzvah, and that's why you don't have to ask about why there is no Birchas HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is peruvu. Mitzvah is peruvu to have children. Kiddushin is a Hechsher mitzvah. That's the simple reading. If you read it closely, maybe he doesn't say that, but that's how it's usually formulated. The Rambam clearly says that it is a mitzvah of Kiddushin and Nisuin, and the relationship between them is crucial as well. Maybe just to read that, the Rambam, I just read it, but I just read the Koteret, but the Rambam in the Halachas, the Rambam says, the Rambam talks about history here also, interestingly. The Rambam hardly ever talks about history in the Mishnah Torah, only where it has halachic significance. So the Rambam here talks about history. Kodem Matan Torah, Hayadam Pogi Isha Bashuk. Before Maamad Har Sinai, a man and woman used to meet each other. Imratza Huvihi Lisa Osa. If they wanted to get married, Machnisa Labeso, they would just go home. Ubala Benola Benatzmo, Vitiela Leisha. They would just start living together. And that's marriage. That's marriage. Kiva Chenitna Torah. Once the Torah was given, it's Tavu Yisrael. Shem Yirtza Ha'ish Lisa Isha. Yikna Osa Tchila Bifle Eidim. Even from there, it sounds like Nisuin is the ikka for the Rambam. If they want to have Nisuin, they got to do Kiddushin first. You get the impression that Nisuin is the ikker for the Rambam. If they want to be Lisa Isha, Yikna Osa Tchila Bifle Eidim, you do the Kinyan. V'achar Kach Tiela Leisha. Shenemar Ki Kachish Isha Uva Aleha. V'likuchin elo, this likuchin, that happens to be a prior stage, mitzvah zaseh shel Torahim, this is a mitzvah daraisa, u'be'echem yishlosh edvarim ha'isha niknes. And in one of three ways, isha's niknes, be'kesef, o'bishtar, o'bebiya, and then you have the huge controversy about what the girsa of the Rambam is. The next line, our girsa is, be'biya bishtar min ha'torah, u'be'kesef, midivrei sofrim. Midivrei Sofrim, the Rambam uses the Lashon. And many jump on the Rambam, Midivrei Sofrim, Durabanan. How could it be Durabanan? Right, it's based on Kicha, Kicha, Miste Ephraim. So many say that's not what the Rambam means. Midivrei Sofrim does not mean Midivrei Kabbalah. Does not mean Durabanan. Midivrei Sofrim means learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar Nidreshes Bohen. It means learned out using the Sofrim, the Rabbanan use. Midivrei Sofrim means Drashas Chazal. And therefore, Shtar and Bia might be more Mefurish. And that's what the Rambam calls those Shel Torahim. But Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim. It's learned out Midrabanan. It's not Midrabanan. Again, the Rivet thinks the Rambam means Midrabanan. And there is a day out there of the Rabosav Shel Rashi that Kesef Kiddushin is Midrabanan. But you don't have to say that for the Rambam. One can say that Divrei Sofrim here just means learned out from Drushas Chazal. And that's what Divrei Sofrim means in various kinds. The Rambam writes Divrei Sofrim hundreds of times in Mishnah Torah. So you always have to know exactly what it means, but lav dafka that it means Durabana. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amr de Rav Yana. So we have these four days in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Halacha Rabbi Shimon. The Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who, he was the last Shita here, and he says it's Mutter, they're both Mutter. It's mutter to move, to light the candle with the Truma Temeya for the Yisrael at the wedding and at the Shiva house, because you're not worried. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yoshi, halacha Rabbi Shimon. Also halacha like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, Tzaydinaya from Tzidon, Bo'akumi Rabbi Yirmiya, Delokein, Ma'anan Amrin. If these rabbis hadn't said that halacha like Rabbi Shimon, what would we have said? It's obvious, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, ain't halacha Rabbi Shimon. Right? What, that's the rule. The rule is whenever you have a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, so we always paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So what's the chiddush here? Right? Rabbi Meir is the one that said they're both us. Rabbi Shimon says they're both mutter. So obviously we paskin like Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi Meir. So what the Gemara answers? No, the problem is, as we'll see, that there are other rabbis involved. It's not just a one-on-one. Amar Lei, so first of all, Rabbi Yossi asks Rabbi Yirmiyah this question, and Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, Amar Lei, Shelkat Kodmin Hi. What does that mean? This question was asked already in earlier generations. Right, look at the Pnei Moshe, the third skinny line, Klomar, Kfar Shau Zeharishonim. Right, the earlier generations asked this question. And the comment is, V'har Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me'ein Shneihem. For Rabbi Yossi Omer Me'ein Shneihem. Remember, you're just saying, oh, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, when it's a one-on-one, you're passing like Rabbi Shimon, so what's the chiddush? But that's only Shita 3 and 4 in the Mishnah. What about Shita 1 and 2? Shita 1 and 2, like, a half support one Shita, half support the other Shita, they have the chiluk. So it's not so simple. You have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda in the first part of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Allah, Rabbi Yossi. Right, whenever you have the rule of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, right, Erevin Memvav, if you remember in the Bavli, has all the rules about who we paskin like in the Tanoim, whenever it's a machlokas. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So, if you didn't say Allah, Rabbi Shimon, it wouldn't be so clear. Because there's four different opinions in the Mishnah, and therefore, that's why we had to clarify Allah, Rabbi Shimon. Period. Last question. Ma'al lahalak shemen sreifa b'chanaka. This shemen sreifa that you have a mitzvah. Remember, why is it called Shemen Sreifa? It's Truma Temeya that became Tame. So there's a mitzvah to burn it. That's why it's called Shemen Sreifa. And the Kohen is allowed to get Hana'ah from that oil as it burns. So now the question is, could he use it for Hanukkah candles? So many Mefarshim in the back talk about what exactly is this question. What exactly is this question? But one pshat could be, what do you mean Hanukkah candles? Hanukkah candles, you're not allowed to use. So are you allowed to burn Truma Temeya in a way that, does a Kohen have a Chiv to get benefit from it? Of Truma Temeya, he's allowed to. Hanos Kiloi. But can you use it in a way that you're not allowed to get benefit? Ein lana rishus lishtameish bohem el rosa milvad? Or maybe using them for Hanukkah candles is enough benefit. That is benefit. Right? Well, how do you, what? So let's just look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because he's here on the page. What's the question? Ma'alah Hashem Sreifa B'chanaka. Li Yisrael. First of all, the whole question. We're talking about a Kohen or Yisrael? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky is saying, even for Yisrael, right? Me, Shari, what did we say before about Yisrael using it? Only if he's like the secondary. Right? The Kohen's getting benefit, and therefore he too. So here, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is going to say, well, Yisrael's not really getting benefit. Because he's not allowed to use it. He's getting the benefit of using it for a mitzvah. Is that called benefit? Li Yisrael, mi shari lahalik ner chanukah b'shem and sreifa, can he use it? Kivan she'eino mishtamish la'ora, ve'ein lo bozeh ela hanos mitzvah. The only thing he's getting out of this is hanos mitzvah, and u'mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. And mitzvos, as we know, the Shas principle, mitzvos aren't defined by their hana'ah, unless there's physical pleasure. Remember, that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. If I'm muder hana'ah from a mikvah, so I'm not allowed to use it in the summer because I'm also going to cool off in the mikvah. I can use it in the winter because that's going to be freezing. It's not going to give me any physical pleasure. And mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. So that's the question according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Are Yisrael not allowed to get benefit? Is this called benefit? The mitzvah, the benefit? Another way to understand that is even in Yisrael, some of them are first from the back, even in Yisrael using it, is this called, I'm sorry, even a Kohen using it, Is there a mitzvah to get benefit? Is this enough? So this is the question that some ask. So Amrin Debei Reb Yanai, Malikin Shemen Sreifa B'Chanukah. Yeah, it's allowed. It's allowed. You're allowed to use Shemen Sreifa for Chanukah. Amr Rebbe Nisa, Ana Lo Chachim La'aba. I never knew my father. I never knew my father, Gemara fold up. Adi Lo Aiti Makir La'avi, Shemei Saviv Bodakatan. My father died, he said, when I was very young. But Ima Havis Amrli. My mother used to tell me what my father said. Avuch Havi Amr. He used to tell me what my father used to say. Mishainlo. It's amazing the things that the mothers mentioned. Remember the psakim of the father? Mishainlo Shemeshal Cholin, Malik Shemesh Bachanika. If you don't Cholin, Malik Shemeshiva Bachanika. If you didn't have any regular oil, she said that my father used to say that you could use Shemesh for Chanukah, meaning it's allowed, and again you have to fit it in based on what the what the question was, the answer is that it is allowed. Remember the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Ches, Rashi explains, what does it mean, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu? That means, for an ol al tzavarenu. Right, mitzvahs, even though we started off a few minutes ago about the simcha and the avas hakel, but mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. Rashi says, she'en kan ela, where's the lashon of the Rashi? The Rashi says, mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, ol al tzavaram. I just gotta find the Rashi. Rashi says, it's an ol al tzavarenu. I'm not gonna have time to find it right now. But that's what Rashi says, how we have to look at the mitzvos. It's on us to do. We have a chiyuv to do it, and it's a privilege that we do. Here it is. Lav lehenos nitnu. Li Yisrael lihios kiyumim lahem hana'a. It's not defined by the hana'a. Ela la'ol al tzavareyem nitnu. It's defined as the ol. It's the ol on their necks. There is an exception to the mitzvah, though. There's an exception to the rule. And we'll end with this. The exception to the rule is Talmud Torah. Right? Remember Rav Avram Menahar, one of the Rishonim, on Nedarim Memches. What does he say there? He says, even though mitzvah is lav lehenos nitnu, mitzvah is not defined by their hana'a, but by Talmud Torah, it is. Because part of the Iker, part of Talmud Torah is mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu, right? Remember what he's talking about there? The Mishnah says if you make mutar hana'a from a city, you could use the lulavs of the city and the chauffeurs, and you could use it all because mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. It's not called getting hana'a. But you can't use the svarim of the city. Why can't you use the svarim of the city? And therefore, it's different. It's a different type of mitzvah. So as we finish one of the longest mesechtas in Yerushalmi, we declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah lav lehenos enu, but Talmud Torah is nitan lehenos, and the hadron lof enos in tevela. And look what it says at the end. Slik perko, slik mesechta, trumas, barachem eshemaya. Baruch Hashemaya, without a lot of Rachmanis, Baruch Hashem, we're able to get through it. And Hashem, next time, we pick up with a whole new world. Not a whole new world, a half a new world. And that is Maisrus. Maisrus is on the horizon, okay? We will stop here.